Let's talk for a second about Madison St. Rose, who was another returner with high accolades. He was Rookie of the Year last year.
Yeah.
And a very, very highly recruited player, not only here, but all across the country. She had a kind of a rocky start to her season and then really turned it around.
Yeah, yeah. You know, she was just a typical first year, like trying to get her bearings, not only on the court with us, but also just Princeton. It's a school that sometimes takes a little bit of time to figure out. And she has, and she had a great sort of second semester Ivy League season, and now I think she gets it, and she had a great summer, worked really hard on her game, and playing with a lot of confidence right now, and has become a leader as a sophomore, and we really have enjoyed, you know, coaching her so far and seeing just the steps that she has made on both ends of the floor.
Well, Tiger fans will be thrilled to hear that and to watch her develop. She's going to be a really good one before she's finished.
Yeah, absolutely.
You have Taylor Charles and Tabitha Amanze coming back. They didn't really see any action last year, not any appreciable action. How do they look?
Yeah, they're great. Yeah, Tabby was out for the year last year, and so she's now back and worked really hard to get back and getting back in shape, and really excited for her season ahead, and Taylor Charles too. She's put a lot of work in the off season, and she's a great 3-point shooter and smart player, so yeah, looking forward to seeing what they can do this season.
I guess one of the few questions that people had about you coming here was whether you could recruit at the Division I level, and then you bring in Caitlin Chen, so that question was answered. So let's talk about the kids you've recruited for this year. You got a big class. You got six freshmen, I think.
Yeah. We graduated 5 last year, right? You're Julia and Grace and Maggie, that class, Lexi, Kira. So we needed a big class. Six is a lot. There's a lot of teaching going on down there on the court, because right, just 6 new players out of 16 is quite a big percentage. But they're all working really, really hard. Just taking in all the things that we're teaching them and what their veteran teammates are telling them. And I think they're, as a group, they're going to make a big impact on our program.
Well, is it fair to say that since you lost some pretty key components, and since you got a lot of production from a freshman last year, that you're going to need production from at least one of those kids, the first-year kids this year?
I think so. I think there's a couple of them that are ready right now, and I think they all have the ability to make an impact here. Definitely at some point in their career. Let's see who's coming along, and you know, as you know, freshmen, it's just hard to be really consistent, right? Because there's just so much being thrown at you. But they're all really, really smart players, and they work really hard. So I'm excited to see who sort of rises up and can make an immediate impact.
As we said before, a particular trait of Carla Brube's teams is the ability to play defense. It's become a hallmark of your teams here. I've had a lot of fun keeping track of the number of single-digit quarters that your defense produces over the years, and it's a big number, but none was more consequential than the 4 points Harvard got in the fourth quarter of the Ivy League final last year. That had to be a tremendous accomplishment.
We don't really like look at that all that much, but I remember just getting stop after stop after stop, and just like, okay, can these stops lead to us scoring? And it's just nice to always be able to rely on your defense, no matter if you're making shots or not, that you know you're going to get all out effort. You know that it's, you know, a shot is going to be contested. You know that the team, your opponent's only going to get one shot, that we're really going to box out. And that's what I'm like trying to get out of my freshmen now and in this returning group, like this is what we hang our hats on, the defensive end of the game, and we got to get that going a little bit. We'll see.
Well, how quickly it happens. We expect that to happen, and we're kind of sure it will. But let's talk about offense. What are you going to do on offense this year?
Yeah, I think that we're a little bit faster. I think there's some great athleticism, and yeah, I think we also have some scorers inside. It's kind of been Ellie for the last couple of years, and now we've got some bigger targets in there that we can go to. So I think a little bit more speed, a little bit more inside outside, but posts that can score in there. Looking forward to it, yeah. But you're right. I hope that defense is back to where it was in the last couple of years, because it's fun to play that brand of basketball.
Well, it's fun to watch that brand of basketball too. We've certainly enjoyed that in your career, and looking forward to more of it in the future. Coach, I'll wrap this up by saying thank you so much for being so generous with your time, and best of luck to you going forward.
Thanks so much, George.